to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kiddushin, Perek Gimel, Mishiyud Beis Yud Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Brachos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezachad Avayin Rezivu Kagon Bekarav Mamish. And we have a number of categories in this Mishnah. Kol Makom Sheyesh Kiddushin Ve'Ein Aveira. Anytime that there's Kiddushin, it's Chal, it's a proper Kiddushin, and there's no Aveira in this. Havlad Hayol Chachar Zochar. The child goes after the male. Ve'Eza, what's this referring to? Zukoy Henus Levi Yisraelis Shenesu LeKoyin LeLevi Yisrael. If a female Koyhenus Levi or Yisraelis marries a male Koyin Levi or Yisrael, so the child goes after the father. And we know this. If the father's a Kayin, the child's a Kayin. If the father's a Levi, the child's a Levi. And if the father's a Yisrael, the child's a Yisrael. And that's even if the mother is a Kohenis or a Leviah. Category number two, V'chol Makom Sheyesh Kiddushin V'yesh Aveira, anytime Kiddushin is Chal, but there's an Aveira in this Kiddushin, Havlad Hoylech Achar Pogum, the child follows the one who's blemished. Ve'ezo, what's this referring to? Zu'al Manu Kohen Gadol, this is a widow to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'chalutza Kohen Hedit, a divorcee or a Chalutza to a regular Kohen, Mamzeres from Nusin Yisrael, Bat Yisrael, Mamzer L'Nosin. In all these cases, Kiddushin is not allowed to happen, but Kiddushin is Chal if it's given over, and if these two people have a child, so the child goes after the pogum. Therefore, in the case of the Kayhanim, even though the father is a Kayin, since his marriage is not allowed, the child is a Chalal and is not treated like a Kayin. And in the case of the Mamzer and Nasin, the child is also Pasol and would be considered a Mamzer. On to category number three, V'chol Mi She'ein Lo Al of Kiddushin, anyone whom there's no Kiddushin with, Avol Yesh Lo Al Achem Kiddushin, she does have Kiddushin with other people. In other words, Kiddushin is not Chal with the person whom she accepted Kiddushin from, but she could accept Kiddushin from somebody else. So in this case, of Vlad Mamzer, the child's a Mamzer if she has a child with this person whom she accepted Kiddushin from and she wasn't allowed to. Fe'eza, what's this referring to? Is someone who has a forbidden relationship with one of the Arayas in the Torah, so even though she could marry somebody else, since she had relations with one of the Arayas, that child is going to be a Mamzer. And the last category is anyone who can't accept Kiddushin, not from this guy and not from anybody else either, Havlad Kamaisa, the child's just like her. Ve'eza, who's this referring to? Zevlad Shivcha V'Nachris. This is a child of a non-Jewish maidservant or a regular non-Jewish woman. Since they're not Jewish, they can't accept Kiddushin from anybody. Therefore, the child is considered just like them, which is regular Eved or non-Jew. And onto the last mission in the parak, Rab Tarfon says, Yichol Mamzerim L'Taher. Mamzerim are actually able to Matahir themselves. We know that the psul of a Mamzer passes on to all subsequent generations. So if a man's a Mamzer and he gets married, his children are Mamzerim, and they get married, their children are Mamzerim forever and ever. However, Rab Tarfon's telling us that there is a way for a person to purify all of his descendants, and they won't be considered mamzerim. Ketad, how does one do this? So mamzer shanas a shivcha. If a mamzer marries a shivcha, now a shivcha is a non-Jewish maidservant, and even though usually a regular yid is not allowed to marry a shivcha, over here Reb Tarfon holds that lechatchila a mamzer is allowed to marry a shivcha in order to be matar all of his descendants. And what comes out of this union? Havlad eved. The child is going to be eved because it follows the mother. And then what happens? Shichroi, the father of this child, this mamzer, frees him. And we know that when a non-Jewish eved is freed, nimtza ben Chayrin. That turns out that the son is a ben Chayrin. He's a free person and he becomes a full-fledged Jew, and he doesn't have this psul of mamzerus because he follows his mother and not his father, so he was just considered a regular Eved when he was born, and once he gets freed, he's a regular Yid, and that way this mamzer is able to purify all of his descendants. However, Blazer argues and says, Hareza Eved Mamzer. This child is an Eved who's a mamzer, and therefore, Quencha Blazer, there is no way for a mamzer to be matar himself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.